I'm sorry. I swear I'm trying to sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I start laughing. I think I might have accidentally inhaled some of whatever Troy was smoking. Is that how drugs work? Can you get high just by exposure? Actually, yeah, I think you can. It's called, like, a contact high or something. I've been drugged! Stop telling me to go to sleep. You sound like my mother. Ouch! What was that for? Well, you just ruined any chance of me falling asleep. You're mean when you're tired. What? I can't understand your mumbling. Are you falling asleep? I need you to stay awake. Because you're the only other person awake right now, and if you fall asleep, then I'll have no one to talk to. What? Speak up. I can't understand you. Oh, you're not even using words. You're just making mean caveman sounds. I'm guessing means go to sleep. I can't. I'm trying and I can't. This couch is too uncomfortable. I need my bed. And I'm cold. And I can hear Troy and the other guys snoring in the other room. Also, my hair hurts. Lacey did this crazy French braid in my hair like she used to do at her sleepovers when we were 12. And my scalp hurts. And every time I try to take it out, I think I make it even worse. Ouch. Yeah, see? It's all tangled now. I need you to help me. Please. Was that a yes or a no? I'm just going to assume that that sound was a yes, so I'm coming over. Wake up. Wake up. Hi, I need your help, please. Can you fix my hair? You don't have to be good with hair. You just need to be able to see the back of my head. Thank you. Ouch. You just tugged on a knot. It's okay. I want to chop it all off. Long hair is such a nuisance. Gentler, please. If I had a pair of scissors next to me right now, I think I'd cut it. You think so? I'd look good with short hair. Thanks. I don't think I'd even care if it looks good. I just want it to feel good. Are you done? What, already? Ah, you fixed it. Thank you. Oh my gosh, that feels so much better. I feel like myself again. I'm gonna need to pretend that the braid came out accidentally while I was sleeping. Otherwise, I might hurt Lacey's feelings. You know how Lacey is. She's the sweetest person ever, but she takes things personally sometimes. One time at a sleepover, she painted my nails bright pink to match hers. It was a sweet gesture, but I hated it, so I took it off the next day, and she was so upset. I felt terrible. So then I asked her to paint them again, and I kept it for a month until it finally chipped off. Crazy that after all these years, we're still doing sleepovers. Well, yeah, if you'd even call this a sleepover. It's more like a party that dragged on until everyone was too tired to go home and we all spontaneously decided to crash here. Thanks for giving me the couch, by the way. This floor is not comfortable. I feel like you should sleep on the couch. Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to sleep anytime soon. Neither are you. Do you mean you're staying up with me? Really? Oh, this is why you're my favorite. I wish we could play video games or something. But I don't want to wake up the others. Well, of course, I'm okay with waking you up. You're different. You're the only person that could never hate me, no matter how much I annoy you. Too nice. I don't think you're too nice. If you were too nice, you wouldn't have hit me with the pillow. I don't know. You don't have to stay up with me if you don't want to. I want you to get enough rest. You wouldn't be able to fall asleep anyway. Why? You good? Oh, because of the floor. Yeah, sleeping on hardwood floors with nothing but a throw pillow and a sheet seems pretty impossible. Take the couch. I mean it. Just take the couch. I know you're only giving it to me because it's the polite thing to do. But that's stupid. I'm not comfortable on the couch anyway. So I might as well be uncomfortable on the floor. Just take the damn couch. Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? Fine. But I'm not taking the couch either. I'm gonna sleep on the floor next to you. And the couch is gonna be right there waiting for you when you finally come to your senses. What's that? I can't hear you. I'm too busy drifting off to sleep. Hardwood floors. So comfortable. What is this, red oak? Stop protesting and go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Oh great, now I sound like my mother. Sorry, I don't know why this is so funny. This is just so uncomfortable. I mean, I think we'd be better off sleeping in the driveway. Were you seriously planning on sleeping like this? You are too good for this world. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Get up, come on. We are going to sleep Lift your feet, come on. We're gonna sleep on the couch. Let's go. Sure, we'll both fit. We'll make it work. Now, come on, get on. See? We fit fine. And we've got a blanket. Take some. Are you comfortable? Good. I told you. Yeah, good night. Psst. Are you still awake? I know you're pretending that you don't hear me. Oh, you actually are asleep. Wow, that was fast. You really were tired. Oh, my hair is in your face. Sorry. There, that's better. So quiet. Whoa. Even Troy and the other guys stopped snoring. Now I sort of wish they didn't. I hate quiet. You know, I usually fall asleep listening to music. But I don't have my earphones with me, so I can't do that. Maybe I can talk myself to sleep. If I keep talking, I'll have to run out of energy eventually, right? This is kind of weird. You and I have never slept together. We've crashed at our friends' houses plenty of times, but we've never slept in such close proximity. In fact, I don't think I've ever slept in such proximity to anyone before. I can't decide if I like it. Not because of you, but it's like, the idea of sleeping with someone like this, I don't know, I'm just not used to it. Usually when I'm in my bed, I sprawl out and I can toss and turn, but I can't really do that here. But it's fine. I liked talking to you tonight. You're easy to talk to. Especially when you're tired. Because you just let me talk and talk and talk. And I know that you probably won't even remember half the stuff I say. Also, I love your sleepy voice. It might be the best sound I've ever heard. It's sort of comforting in a way, like the sound of your voice is just, it makes me happy. That felt felt good to say. I wanted to say it earlier, but I didn't because... I don't know. Duh. I'm not good with, like, talking about how I feel. Because everything sounds so cliche, and I think if someone said this stuff to me, I'd probably roll my eyes. I just feel like it's hard to express myself without feeling like a moron. Anytime I think of you, I want to slap myself. But whatever. I guess right now, talking to dead air isn't much different than thinking it. It's not like you can hear me. So, I'll just say what I'm thinking. And if it's embarrassing, it's fine, because the only person that will know what a moron I am is myself. So, the truth is, I think I have a thing for you. That's not true, I don't think. I know. I definitely have a thing for you. If I didn't have a thing for you, I wouldn't be thinking about you 24/7. So yeah. I don't know what to do about it though, because if I told you I like you, and if you like me too, which I think you might, but it feels obnoxious to assume that you do, then we'd have to actually, like, do couple-y things, and I don't think I'd be very good at that. I mean, would we be expected to, like, go out to dinner together? Would I need to, like, dress myself up for you? Would you suddenly feel like you have to open doors for me and buy me flowers? Because I don't want you to feel like you have to do stuff like that for me. I don't want you to do stuff like that for me. I kind of hate that. But maybe you want a girl that likes that stuff. Which is fine. You deserve that. I just don't think I could be her. What? Oh, yeah, he did fall asleep. But that's okay. Was I saying something? No, not really. Nothing important. Go back to sleep. It's fine. Actually, I was saying something important. I was saying that, that I like your voice when you're sleepy. You're welcome. And one more thing. Are you still awake? I like you. That's all. What? It Just so you know, you don't have to buy me flowers. Nothing. Just for future reference, I'm not good with the plants, and I would probably let them die. Okay. That was really stupid of me to say. I'm trying this new thing where I'm saying whatever I'm thinking, even if I sound like an idiot. What else am I thinking? Well, wow, when you look at me like that, I can't think at all.